Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Is there anything to fear in Vladimir Putin's nuclear threat? Several world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, are taking the Russian president's latest announcements that he will use all the means in his arsenal to continue his invasion of Ukraine very seriously. Last night, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky requested that the UN withdraw Russia's right to veto in the Security Council. A little earlier, Emmanuel Macron had called on countries worldwide to put as much pressure as possible on Vladimir Putin so that he ends this war. Meanwhile, the end of the war seems far from sight, as Putin has demanded the mobilization of nearly 300,000 Russian reservists in Ukraine. In Russia, this news has been met with mixed reactions as several thousand citizens took to the streets last night in protest at the announcements. 1,300 Russian demonstrators were arrested. Emmanuel Macron is expected this morning in Saint-Nazaire. The president will be visiting the site of the first offshore wind farm in France. Once there, Macron will make a series of announcements about the draft law on renewable energies. Macron's target is to have 50 or so offshore wind farms in France by 2050. The eighth wave of COVID is now here, as confirmed by the Director General of Health, Jérôme Salomon. He spoke to the news show Complément d'Enquête, which will be shown this evening on Channel France 2. According to Public Health France, more than 38,000 new cases have been recorded in the past 7 days, an increase of nearly 14% in 1 week. And finally to football, France will be playing at home to Austria tonight at the Stade de France in the League of Nations. Kickoff is at 8:45 p.m. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.